Now in its 10th year, this event bills itself as the first international motor show dedicated solely to electric vehicles, or EVs. A decade that's seen remarkable advances in areas such as battery technology, and the same advances now promise a transformation in shipping.
The launch of the first International Electric Ship Expo is very meaningful and aims to create an innovative ecosystem for the future.
As one of the world's biggest shipmakers, South Korea sees an important role for itself in electrically powered vessels.
As battery technology advances, we expect that various forms of electric ship propulsion will be developed.
And as a location for showcasing green technologies, Jeju is perhaps an ideal fit. A subtropical volcanic island off South Korea's southern coast, it's pioneered clean technology with the goal of being carbon neutral by 2030. And the ships that navigate the waters around it are destined to become cleaner too. In recent years, there have been moves away from heavier, highly polluting oil towards lighter, cleaner fuels. But if the global shipping industry is to make the drastic reductions in carbon emissions that world bodies have set for it, then it seems it will have to look at a more electric future. So far, it's mainly smaller vessels that are going electric, like this prototype car ferry, whose batteries are carried on trucks and are recharged on shore between trips.
There are many islands around our coast. Our current plan is to reduce the carbon emissions from transporting passengers and cargo between such places.
For larger vessels, shipbuilders are pioneering hybrid solutions that convert fuels into electricity.
Ships traveling longer distances are expected to convert green fuels like hydrogen into electricity, while container ships crossing oceans can also convert cleaner fuels to drive electric engines.
Electric ships are still in their infancy, but like electric cars before them, are likely to develop at an ever-quickening pace. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Jeju, South Korea.